Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
And you're very welcome back to Galway, to Eyre Square. In our debate with five of the 15 candidates in the Galway West constituency, our panel this evening, Eamon O'Queeve, Fianna Fáil, Sean Kine, Fine Gael, Pauline O'Reilly, the Green Party, Mike Cubbert, Independent, and Niall O'Toole of the Social Democrats. Let's get stuck in straight away on traffic. And Pauline O'Reilly of the Green Party, you're a local councillor. A Galway Ring Road, long talked about, much planned. It's going to public consultation later in the month of February. What is your position on this road?
My position's been fairly clear on that, and the party's position, that we haven't exhausted all of the other options, and therefore at this time, why are we putting nearly 700 million into something, and we haven't put almost a red cent into any public transport, any cycling, hardly any money has gone into the greenways, and there hasn't actually been a proper feasibility study.
So you're against it?
Well, in its current format, we are against it, unless we see an engineer's report that will show us that if you put in, for instance, light rail, which we are in favour of, and no feasibility study has been done on that.
But are you saying go for light rail, go for public transport and abandon the ring road?
In its current form, certainly.
What other form could this road take?
Well, if you look at other European countries, for instance, if you look at Oslo, you'll see that they still have a road, but it can be a ring road and it can bypass the city.
So you want a road?
No, I'm saying that we haven't done a feasibility study on public transport such as light rail. Certainly, the current proposal we would be against.
You're against it.
The current proposal, but it's absolutely clear that it's with On Board Planola, and we don't make that decision on it. And
I know you don't, but Green Party policy is don't build any more roads, isn't it?
Green Party policy is that we need to reverse funding, and that's the point. We need to reverse funding so that we are putting two times the amount of funding into public transport and active transport as we are into roads. And that doesn't mean that we're abandoning all roads, absolutely not. And if you look at many of the roads in Connemara, you will find that they need upgrades.
This is a long time talked about. Mike Cubbert, you're the mayor of this city. How long more can Galway wait?
Galway can't wait anymore. The city is choked, to be very honest. We need delivery on all aspects of transport solutions, not just, and I said this numerous times before, we seem to put all our eggs in the one basket in terms of the ring road, and issues that Pauline raised there, such as public transport and bus corridors, have not been delivered.
Okay.
And I'll give you one quick figure. And for the region, and Pauline mentioned the roads for Connemara, for the region from 2008 to 2018, there was €87,240 per kilometre delivered to this region compared to the national average of €116,000. So our roads are networked.
So you're in agreement with Pauline, are you?
I'm in agreement that we need improvements on all aspects.
On all aspects of transport. But you said the Green Party was hypocritical.
Yeah, regarding environmental issues, as in posters, single-use plastic posters.
I can come in on that, because I think it's
Are
really
you using plastic posters, Pauline?
Me? No, I don't use any posters.
Well, you're using flags, isn't it?
A few flags, yeah.
And Pauline O'Reilly, what are you using?
Well, look, I'm very clear on this, and the party is very clear on this, and most environmental organisations are very clear on this, that in order to make big change happen, we need to get people who really care about the future of the planet elected. And two people ran in my local area, one who was already elected, neither of them got elected.
I don't care.
I'm absolutely not saying that you don't care, but I'm saying that if you were to go back and ask environmental organisations, they will say, and they've said before on the radio, on your own show,
but what
that it's
important.
What they're doing, Mary, here is they're waiting for legislation. They're hiding behind waiting for legislation. What this needs is leadership. And I don't mind. Look, if people decide to use posters, that's fine. But I said it before a number of times, in the last local election last year, I did not use posters.
You're on 3% in the TG Cahir
poll,
my cupboard. What sort of posters are you using, Sean Kine?
A mixture of new posters and posters from 2016.
Are they recyclable? Are they biodegradable?
To be honest, I don't know. They're produced in Galway, and I'm using a bit of yellow tape to put over my former running mate, John O'Mahony's
Look, is there anybody sitting here who is in favour of this ring road to ease the congestion in this city?
Absolutely.
Your finger is up there, Eamon O'Queeve. Sean Kine says absolutely as well.
I have read the NTA, co-sponsored Galway City Council report, and what it says is, yes, we need rapid transit through the city, rapid transit transport through the city. Obviously, you need walking, cycling. More could be done on that in the short term. However, they say you cannot fundamentally provide the kind of rapid transit services you need without building the road. Now, remember, there are 60,000 people, 30 of them in the city, and the rest of them beyond the city in Connemara, who cannot get out to the east and the rest of the country without getting through Galway. It's become an utter nightmare. And when you go to Limerick, you see the huge difference it's made within Limerick.
Okay, but this city and this country has to be mindful of our obligations on climate change.
Can I just make a point to that?
We are in a climate emergency.
Can I just make a very brief... There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people now using buses to Dublin. Much more than was 20 years ago. Why? Because they go down the motorway. So roads are not necessarily the enemy of good public transport.
Yeah, but yet, and maybe Sean Kine on this point, we had a reporter here from the Connacht Tribune earlier, Dara. He lives in Barna. There's not a bus service to get you into work. There's not a proper cycle lane to get you into work. The only way he can get from Barna into this city to go to work is to drive, and he doesn't want to have to do that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a long-term supporter of the Galway City Ring Road project. But it's not just a road project, because it's part of the integrated solution for transport for the city and county. It's the oral hearing is taking place on February the 18th. We have to let process take place. People, you know, who are losing houses or whatever else will presumably present and have a right to object. And who knows, hopefully there won't be high court challenges, but there was the last time. So we have to prepare to wait for that. But this is part of, as I said, an integrated transport strategy that both the city and county councils have supported. Now, the Bus Connects project, which is part of Project Ireland 2040, and Project Ireland 2040 has a 2-to-1 commitment in favour of public transport, actually, and transport initiatives for public use rather than for road
so
projects.
So it's not actually happened. That's the point.
The commitment isn't enough.
How long have you been in?
One of the interesting things is leaving Galway for going beyond Knocknacarra up until December this year, a 2-year battle, it was ridiculous, to get 3 buses leaving this city after 6 o'clock in the evening going to Carrow, which would include Barna, because there are no urban buses, ridiculously. There should be a half-hour service
you know,
to Barna
the voters
by calling
in
Galway
West, they don't need you to analyse the problem anymore.
No.
They need solutions.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I think one thing that people forget is that the geography of Galway is a bit strange for most cities, because we have a very short river and very little bridge capacity going across. So we only have 5 lanes that cross the river each way, and we probably do need more bridge capacity. But like many of the big public projects, like the bypass, I mean, it's going ahead. It's out of a political process. I think it was overkill in terms of the amount of infrastructure that's been put in and the cost of it. Now, I do think we need more bridge capacity. So it solves that problem. It's now in an independent process, and that should continue. But the real solution has to be we've grown from being a big town
okay,
to a small city,
and
we need to have public transport and cycling.
It's not out of the political realm, because the next government has to be able, subject to planning permission, the next government has to give a commitment to fund it. And Fine Gael is committed to funding it. It's come to cabinet.
All right.
Subject to planning.
Let's talk about the next government. Let's talk about leadership. Eamon O'Queeve, you've had your differences with Micheál Martin. Fine Gael now says he doesn't have the spine. Leo Varadkar has the spine to lead this country as Brexit continues, because it's not over yet. It's coming at us, Simon Coveney has said, like a freight train.
Look, it's absolutely extraordinary. Can you imagine in the last election that if Enda Kenny had said, look, don't elect us because I'm not going to stay the full course. But of course, there was a seamless transition to Leo Varadkar and a new cabinet came into place.
What's that got to do with the
because
change?
Because there will be a seamless transition, if there is, to Micheál Martin being Taoiseach. And this idea that you can't change governments is totally anti-democratic. And over the years in this country, governments have changed right back, and there has been no problem. But
we've never had a Brexit before.
Well,
we've never had these conditions before.
I'm watching the Brexit, and we were told this was going to be Armageddon. It's actually happening tomorrow. And are the planes going to stop?
We have a very important year ahead in terms of the negotiation of the trading relationship between European Union and the UK. It's clear to me and a lot of people that Fine Gael have the team that have delivered on Brexit in terms of Simon Coveney, Helen
McEntee,
Leo Varadkar. We have the context.
I accept Brexit as a huge issue, and it seems to be, as Eamon has said, it's come into tomorrow, and the world hasn't stopped. But like, I believe it's deflection from Fine Gael. With all due respect, Sean.
I know.
You've done nothing in terms of mental health.
It's
huge, but also it's issues with mental health. You've done nothing in mental health. The housing crisis is the worst in the history. You have the worst minister in housing in the history of the state, in my view. Worst minister for transport in the state, in my view.
1 minute, Sean Cline, I'll let you back in.
Is this a history lesson now, or are we going to talk about your government?
You've talked about history.
Let's talk about the last 4 years. Let's talk about the last 4 years.
If city councillors and county councillors could stop voting against social housing to be a start, I mean, you know, there's a number of city councillors voted against social housing and Ballyban, for
example. What about the affordable housing scheme that we sent up to government that was 2 years
Fianna Fáil councillors against social housing in Mycullen, you know, things like that. Either you want to deliver on social housing or you don't.
No, that's very important.
For my generation.
Pauline O'Reilly, let Pauline O'Reilly in
my generation, affordable housing.
One moment, Mike Hubbard, Pauline O'Reilly.
2 years to approve it, Sean.
Pauline.
2 years.
I mean, the reality is that we have communities all across this constituency who have been let down by promises on infrastructure projects such as community centres, schools, and buses has been mentioned as well. It's a crucial issue. Lack of GP services across Connemara. You can't get a bus from Barna in time for school. And, you know, I don't accept the point.
It's just the schools. I mean, Clifton Community School, Nafarbach,
Gaskell, the Gowley, Clough, Carraba, Clare Galway School, Merlin Woods, the Fishka,
Gaskell, the Hegia. I mean, there's been more investment, capital investment in schools in this last number of years.
To you, a question. Fine Gael, at the moment, you're behaving like a party under enormous pressure. Even with this attack on Micheál Martin, this spine issue, the Coveney questions about his leadership and so on. You started to play the man, not the ball. That would be the Fianna Fáil response to what you're doing.
Look, I haven't taken part in attacks. I mean, I know there's talk of change, but I mean, Fine Gael's view is Micheál Martin has not changed. Micheál Martin has at cabinet table for a long, long number of years. Former Minister for Health established the HSC, had huge problems with trolleys at the time, you know. So it's not changed,
so,
in my view.
Niall O'Toole's Social Democrat, your party could be in the mix to help make up the numbers in some government structure. Does Micheál Martin represent change to you?
I think more important than people and parties is the programme for government. And whenever the 160 TDs come back to the Dáil, there needs to be a government formed, and what we'd like to see is a social democratic program. Which there, and there's a lot of like people in different parties that have social democratic policies, and so that like what's more important than people or parties, and I think everyone needs to talk together to form a government, but it needs to be around what it's going to solve: the housing crisis, the health crisis, public transport crisis, and the environment.
What's the social democrat ask if they are within a coalition arrangement or a support arrangement for government? You're on 12% here, according to that TG Cahir poll. You could well be in the running for the fifth and final seat.
Yeah, so it's much more, for us, it's much more important than jobs or ministries. It's around what the programme for government is. Obviously, Sláinte Care, which Róisín Shortall was a key architect of putting that together, that has to be fully funded. That's the way that we're going to solve the health crisis. All the parties have signed up to it. There's really been lip service to the implementation of it, and that's going to be a very important part of any social democratic participation.
All right,
in government.
Mike Hubbard, you're the mayor of this city. 10 people that I saw sleeping in doorways in the main city centre area last night. And I gather that in 2016, the local authority spent €300,000 on accommodation for homeless people. Last year, you spent €4 million on accommodation for homeless people. At the same time, the rental accommodation is squeezed. And these holiday rentals, Airbnbs, I did a quick search, and there's 200 or 300 of them available for rent.
Yeah, no, it doesn't help the process and the system. But the problem is the issues, and we all agree with, the rental system is broken, and there's no affordable housing for my generation anywhere in the city or county, which cannot be found. Social housing was slow in being delivered. We have a few projects ongoing at the moment, as have been referred to, but they're not delivered just yet. They take time. But there are huge issues with homelessness in the city and indeed the county and need to be addressed. But the Airbnb problem is an issue and needs to be regulated.
It is regulated. It has been regulated. And I think there was one licence or zero licences applied for in this city. And there's one person employed to work in this area. to look at this regulation. Regulation is no good without implementation.
No, of course, and I suppose it's on us now as local authority members to make those staff available.
I come in on that because I have spoken on this issue nationally as well. We have had the highest increase in homelessness compared to the rest of the country, over 300% should I say, increase in child homelessness, which is the worst in the country. And this issue of Airbnbs, it was four people applied, three for change of use, one for a new residence, for Airbnbs. And the reality is that we're not planning this city properly. And, you know, we see the Land Development Agency coming to us with plans to actually sell off our public land in Dyke Road, for instance, for car parks and for hotels. The reality is that we need to put transport first. That's what we've not been doing. You know, if you look at any of the planning applications going in for Letter Road, for Ballymeneen, for Barna, they're all putting in massive housing developments and no amenities. And then in the centre of the city, you're hollowed out.
In your constituency, they're telling us here it's broken.
It's certainly under pressure, but there's been good progress in terms of the number of planning applications that have been submitted, in terms of the commencements, and in terms of delivery. We expect a huge increase in the delivery this year. That projects have been rolled out. One of the issues we have to face as well is the number of objections that are coming to developments, whether it be social or other projects, which are delaying things. And Pauline mentioned the Greenway projects.
And are these
like that.
Objections that are being supported by councillors?
Some of them have been, yes.
People around this table.
Well, it seems to me that Fianna Gael has decided that there should be no democratic process and that people shouldn't be able to actually have a say on planning.
Oh, absolutely, and of course they can, but I'm pointing out that the delays
happen. It is broken.
We have to explain why delays happen.
We are now using a system, Rebuilding Ireland. It's the wrong system.
It's working in terms of the number of planning applications.
Tell the 300% increase in child homelessness.
The fall in the number of homeless presenting since last July, and we've seen a fall in the whole
all across Europe figures, you will find it's public
end
housing
cost
rental
if
housing.
Let Eamon O'Creeve in and then I'll let Eamon O'Creeve in.
There's two different types of homelessness. There's those sleeping rough. They need supported accommodation where there are actually social support, because in many, many cases there are other underlying issues. And then there are what I call the hidden homeless that are down in my office every Monday queuing up to see me. Now, ask them what they're looking for. They're looking for a house that's publicly owned, i.e. owned by a local authority, so that they've got security of tenure. They will take, in absolute extremis, B&Bs and whatever, but they do not consider that a solution. And therefore, let's focus on the reality. It's social housing they want. Now, the problem was that the last government...
There's a difference between social housing and public housing, Eamon. I think you're mixed
housing,
up there.
Housing owned by... that guarantees you security of tenure by a public authority, not by a private landlord.
Why are your councillors trying to stop social housing?
Sorry, I am not trying to stop social housing.
Your councillors, I said. Not you. No, I didn't say you.
I made very significant proposals.
Your party councillors.
Within the Oireachtas how that matter might be dealt with.
Does Fianna Fáil need to get its councillors in line?
Councillors in the city vote of confidence in the Minister for Housing.
I would have to
and
suggest...
And Fine Gael.
Four parties trying together vote of confidence.
Quick word
in the
on housing.
I think the traditional politics has really failed Galway and Ireland on housing, and we haven't planned, and at the moment we're not even building enough to keep up a population growth, let alone eat into the deficit of housing. And so actually the homelessness problem is going to get worse in Galway and Ireland. And I don't believe the spin that's come out about the homelessness numbers coming down.
But you believe them if they increased.
No, it's not true. Well, it's mathematically increasing because we're building less than population.
You won't believe them if they go down, but you believe them if they went up.
No, it's mathematically possible.
Your hospital. No, you can't give me two figures. We're moving on to health because our time is limited. And, you know, 4 years ago, Enda Kenny said your hospital wasn't fit for purpose. He was Taoiseach at the time, Sean Kine. And I'm told today the hospital is still not fit for purpose. The problems we heard in the 2016 general election campaign are still the problems. And you add in the Connemara ambulance situation and you add in home care packages. And people, there was a desperation among people today talking about the health system.
Yes, I mean... The number of issues there. The ambulance service has been under pressure in the West. It's the lowest response times that we've seen rollout of ambulance spaces in Mulroney and Tuam, which is planned to take pressure off Galway, but more is needed. There's an extra rota, 24/7 rota now available in Galway over the last number of years. Yes, the hospital is still not fit for purpose. We're waiting for the sale of the hospital group to submit the planning permission. It was for a new ED. It was supposed to be submitted before Christmas 2018, and they still haven't submitted it.
Why?
Redesign. It was to be a 5-story building. It's now a 7-story building with 5 ED and 1-story maternity and paediatrics. And we're waiting for that.
Like, Celta sounds like a bit of a mudguard there.
No, I was on local radio January 2019 bemoaning the fact that it hasn't gone in, that we're still waiting for Celta. I've been on to them constantly. They're doing redesign and they still haven't submitted it. I understand they may have submitted it to An Bord Pleanála to assess whether it goes to An Bord Pleanála or the City Council, whether it's strategic infrastructure or City Council.
Arachtas member. Other Oireachtas member other than Sean Kine here. What I found was absolutely frustrating was whether you asked the Minister of Health or Shane Ross a question, they had no responsibility for anything. It was some agency. They don't seem capable of calling to book the agencies under their remit to perform, to deliver.
And now, will a government led by Fianna Fáil deliver on the hospital in Galway that this government has failed to
do? The first thing we need to do is deliver on good management.
How can the people trust you if you say you will?
The first thing is we need to deliver a much better management where we are. So I went and visited, there was a friend of mine in the A&E last week, and they rang me and I went down there at 11 o'clock. Now, can you imagine this? Go in at 6 in the evening and never been told all night. No, but I'm not talking about...
We can imagine it because it's happening in emergency departments around the country.
But they don't even inform you how long you're likely to have to wait. It is totally badly managed.
On home care packages. The second thing on that,
can I just finish? The second thing that could be gone very quickly is to separate the people who will need admittance very, very quickly into a minor accident clinic and in those who need admittance, so that we don't have them all queuing in the one.
The politicians are so focused on hospitals here and not enough on primary
community care. And I want to focus on home care package. Yeah, Noel Gwealish in your local paper today talking about lifting the cap, Pauline O'Reilly, on home care packages.
Look, I mean, the reality is that we do need home care packages. We obviously, they're not reaching as many people as need to be reached with them. And our own preference is for primary health care and for home care. So we do believe that more investment is needed in all of those things. And also, crucially, that people can stay in their own communities. It's the most sustainable thing to do, to actually stay within your community. It's the most caring thing to have people that you trust around you in difficult times.
We had wanted to have Noel Gwealish join us on the panel today, but he wasn't taking our calls, so he didn't come into the panel. Galway 2020, Mayor of Galway, Mike Cubbert. They're looking for 2.5 million extra from the local authority, from Galway City Council. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a proposal last Monday for about 40 new projects or additional aspects of some additional current projects to bring forward to the councillors to vote on. I accept at the time a lot of the figures and information probably weren't given correctly to the councillors, but it's not to, as was portrayed in some media, to plug a hole. That's not the case at all. It's additional projects of about 40.
The bidding book is full, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And this is separate to the bidding book.
But this was noted at the start that there would be constantly ongoing talks of other projects coming forward throughout the year, and that's why every 3 months there'll be a new book.
So will you vote to give them the money? Will it require a vote? Are you in favour of giving them the 2.5 million?
I'm also a board member as well, so I probably have seen a lot of figures that Pauline hasn't seen. So
Pauline, are you in favour of giving them the money?
Out, I'm sure
Well, I proposed a motion after 2.5 hours of me extensively questioning the city manager and Galway 2020 proposed it to defer it until we saw absolutely final figures, and we don't even have clarity over what those projects are. I want to make sure artists are really cared for and the future
of culture.
So you're
looking for clarity on the
figures.
Absolutely.
This
is the Galway 2020 kicking off in a week's time on the day we're all going to the polls to vote in this election. Eamon O'Keefe, Sean Kine, Pauline O'Reilly, Mike Hubbert, Niall O'Toole, thank you all for coming in to us. The other candidates voting in this constituency: Conor Burke, Solidarity, People Before Profit; Catherine Connolly, Independent; Cormac O'Corcoran, Aonthu; Ollie Crowe, Fianna Fáil; Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin; Darrow Flaherty, Independent; Noel Gwealish, Independent; Joe Lochnan, Solidarity, People Before Profit; Niall McNeillis, Labour, and Hildegard Nocton, Fine Gael. That's it from Galway West, from Galway City, from Eyre Square. We are in Cork, North Central, tomorrow.